Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Huawei maintains nearly 49% of Vodafone's German antenna access network as Samsung embarks on expanding new sites. O2 rolls out a flash sale for its mobile unlimited Max Flex tariff at half price with flexible terms. And Telecom's migration to an OTT-based Magenta TV 2.0 service reshapes the competitive media landscape for O2 Telefónica.
According to WeWo.de, Huawei retains a significant share of nearly 49% in Vodafone's German antenna access network, and this figure is expected to remain largely unchanged in the near future. The article explains that Samsung has been awarded the contract to expand and modernize approximately 6,000 to 7,000 new antenna sites, with the possibility that Huawei's involvement will be limited if Vodafone chooses to densify its network accordingly. It is noted that Vodafone's domestic operations continue to face challenges in Germany, with hopes pinned on favorable roaming agreements to boost revenues, while the company maintains an investment intensity of 18% of its revenue. The piece also contrasts the situation in Germany with that of the United Kingdom, where Huawei has been mostly phased out following a ban, clarifying that in Germany, the prohibition only applies to core network elements and update management software, leaving antenna access technology relatively unaffected. Finally, the article reveals that Samsung is set to begin technology trials in Wismar in 2026 under a setup similar to tests previously conducted in the UK, even as global trends indicate a declining share for Open RAN technology despite Samsung's end-to-end capabilities.
Teltarif.de reports on a flash sale for the O2 Mobile Unlimited Max Flex tariff, which is offered at half the regular price for a limited time. The article explains that the unlimited data plan with 5G access, originally priced at €59.99 per month, is available for just €29.99 per month during this promotional period. Moreover, the tariff is contract-free with monthly cancellation, and the connection fee is reduced to €9.99. An alternative option, the only on-demand tariff for €19.99 per month, is also detailed. This plan offers a daily high-speed data volume of 10 gigabytes and permits free additional 2 gigabytes add-ons via SMS, with 64.7 gigabytes available for use in the EU. The article clearly illustrates O2's strategy to attract customers with competitive pricing and flexible, data-rich mobile plans, underscoring the time-sensitive nature of the offer.
Heist.de provides a comprehensive overview of the best monthly cancelable mobile tariffs available in October 2025. The article examines a variety of tariff options across different networks, including detailed comparisons in terms of data volumes, pricing, and speed limitations. It highlights that while attractive deals are available in the O2 network, there are also strong alternatives from providers in the telecom and Vodafone networks. The report explains various features such as SIM-only contracts, options for unlimited data, and the impact of billing cycles on the overall cost, while also addressing considerations like network coverage and reception reliability. By presenting specific examples such as the offers from Megasim, Freyank, Simyo, and others, the article delivers useful guidelines for consumers and offers a balanced perspective on the benefits and challenges of switching to monthly cancelable contracts.
The Handelsblatt article focuses on the ongoing digital transformation across various sectors in Germany, emphasizing the changes required by modern technology and evolving business needs. Benjamin Kessler at W plus ST Kessler and Partner is used as a case study where a significant shift from double documenting, both digitally and on paper, to a fully digital archive was accomplished, symbolized by the so-called Risswolf Day. The publication also presents findings from a SWI study, which indicate that digital competence and the integration of automation and AI have become key to addressing the skilled labor shortage, with companies increasingly investing in employee training and digital strategies. Additionally, the article describes how public administrations, such as the city of Bershid, accelerated their digitalization efforts during the COVID-19 crisis by introducing home office solutions, digital appointment systems, and planned AI-supported initiatives, while also grappling with cybersecurity challenges highlighted by recent cyber attacks. Finally, the report underscores the balanced deployment of AI within established processes, noting that although AI is valuable as a supportive tool, leadership must ensure that human expertise remains central in communications, a sentiment reflected in the cautious approach adopted by Kessler, as reported by Handelsblatt.
Today's media briefing highlights an article published on InsideDigital.de that examines telecom's evolving approach to its TV service. The article explains that telecom has transitioned from a closed IPTV system, once restricted to its own internet customers and reliant on dedicated receivers, to an OTT-based model that leverages any internet connection. With the introduction of Magenta TV 2.0, the legacy system is being phased out, and existing customers are now being shifted to a more flexible service that can be accessed via smart TV apps, Apple TV 4K, or proprietary TV sticks and boxes. The article notes that older Magenta TV receivers are becoming obsolete as telecom shifts its focus to this modernized, internet-based offering. It is clear from InsideDigital.de that this change is part of a broader strategy to modernize the viewing experience and adapt to evolving consumer preferences in television consumption. The article further details upgrades in the user interface, marking Magenta TV 2.0 as a significant improvement over its predecessor. It explains that the new design presents a more modern and intuitive layout where users can rearrange main menu tiles according to their preferences. However, some limitations still apply as the service automatically ensures that the Actuals tile remains in the first position and that the Kids tile is retained even if it might not be needed by all customers. Additionally, the update requires that existing recordings and channel lists be removed to accommodate the new interface. This careful balance between customization and preset structure is highlighted as a key feature of telecom's updated service, as reported by InsideDigital.de. In a broader context, the report by InsideDigital.de outlines how linear television viewing is re-envisioned under the new Magenta TV 2.0. Although the service still allows for linear TV viewing through a traditional electronic program guide, EPG, users now need to navigate deeper into the service to access it. The improved interface displays real-time information on popular programs among viewers, and it also supports a significantly larger channel selection, including local channels and UHD options from well-known partners such as RTL and Sat9s. This comprehensive update suggests telecom is positioning itself strongly in the competitive multimedia market by not only enhancing the user experience, but also by expanding content offerings. The insights provided by InsideDigital.de offer a detailed look at telecom's strategic moves, presenting a clear perspective on the evolving landscape that O2 Telefonica faces as it navigates competitive pressures in the sector.
Today's report from Handelsblatt highlights significant developments in the field of technology and innovation as Google launches an ambitious project in India. The article states that Google is set to build its largest AI center outside the United States and will invest 15 billion euros over the next 5 years in India. Located in the southern state of Andhra Pradesh, the new data center will serve as a central hub for AI development, supporting both local and international technological advancements. Handelsblatt explains that this major investment is expected to drive AI innovations and stimulate economic growth in India, a market that is rapidly emerging as a global digital powerhouse. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the project as a key initiative to bolster the country's digital economy and secure India's position as a leading technology hub on the world stage. Further details in the article mention that Google plans to enhance connectivity in the coastal city of Visakhapatnam by investing in new subsea cable networks, an effort that could establish the region as a critical AI and connectivity hub serving global markets. The report also draws attention to a broader trend where other U.S. technology companies, including OpenAI, Microsoft, and Amazon, are ramping up their investments in India's burgeoning tech landscape. Analysts predict that India might soon evolve into a central platform for global AI infrastructure, with expectations that AI firms will invest significant capital in the country in the near future. Despite the promising outlook for economic development and job creation, up to 188,000 new positions are anticipated, the article acknowledges concerns within India's IT services sector, where increased AI adoption has raised fears of potential job losses in programming tasks. In summary, Handelsblatt offers a comprehensive overview of Google's strategic investment in India, underscoring the economic and societal opportunities that may arise for both India and the United States through this landmark initiative.
The Chip8. The Chip.de article explains that Frank, the well-known telecom mobile tariff, has been upgraded by adding a permanent extra 5 gigabytes of data to every tariff model for both existing and new customers. The article details that, through a phased promotional action, customers also receive a one-time rollback of October's data volume, allowing them to immediately benefit twice from the offer. It is noted that the data allocation can be easily activated through the Frank app, making the process straightforward and efficient. In addition, the publication emphasizes that the Frank tariff is designed for flexibility, offering a competitive all-net flat rate for calls and SMS and the possibility of monthly cancellation, making it an attractive option for regular streamers and internet users seeking fast 5G service. Lastly, Chip.de mentions an alternative competitor offering from SIM24 on the 1&1 network, which provides a fixed contract all-net flat 60 gigabytes plan at €9.99 per month for users interested in more data with a longer-term commitment.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.